In Europe, researchers have identified a range of different drugs in municipal sewage. From there, they've traced the drugs to streams, groundwater, and even tap water. Now, U.S. scientists are starting to do similar studies here. Hydrologist Dana Colpin of the U.S. Geological Survey is working on the agency's nationwide study of streams.
We're looking for a broad variety of what we're calling emergent contaminants, veterinary and human antibiotics, prescription and non-prescription drugs, things like diabetes, medicines for diabetes, or heart medicines. And the more everyday kind of compounds that we're looking for are, you know, the Tylenol, the acetaminophens, ibuprofens.
Sewage plants are not equipped to remove drugs, so they get into the water supply when people excrete them into sewage. Also, antibiotics given to animals as medicine and growth promoters end up in water when manure is spread on farm fields near streams. Colpin says the USGS began testing water downstream from sewage plants and livestock operations last summer. Preliminary results showed human and animal antibiotics and other drugs. The agency plans to expand the study this summer to more streams and begin testing groundwater as well. The drug levels scientists have found in water so far are very low, parts per billion or even per trillion, far below the levels prescribed by doctors. No one knows the health effects of drinking trace levels of one or more drugs over a long period of time. Janet Roloff is senior editor of Science News, a weekly news magazine covering scientific research.
Nobody's doing the toxicological studies to find out what it means to have one or five or 20 of these things in the water. And are they a potential risk to people or to, you know, aquatic life that live in this water their entire, you know, life cycle? The studies just haven't been done. So we don't know if we should be worried about it. But I think it would be hubris to just assume that it's not a problem until we look.
Signs of the effect of drugs in water may already be surfacing in wildlife. There's evidence that hormones, possibly from birth control pills or other drugs, are affecting fish downstream from sewage plants. Scientists in England, as well as the United States, have discovered fish with abnormal hormone systems. In Minnesota, male carp and walleye with feminine traits have been found in the Mississippi River downstream from the Twin Cities sewage treatment plant. Researchers are now working to find out if the Minnesota fish's abnormal hormone levels are hurting their ability to reproduce. They're also trying to pinpoint the chemicals causing the feminized fish. Other suspects include the surfactants used in some detergents, which can also disrupt the hormone systems of fish near sewage treatment plants. In another study, researchers from the USGS and the U.S. Department of Agriculture have begun testing hormone levels in fish from sites in the Great Lakes and neighboring waters. The study will concentrate on rivers with large volumes of sewage effluents where fish are most likely to be affected, including sites in Chicago and Detroit. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Lozier.